can go over there and let them play and jump, and there's face painting, you know. It's one price. You don't have to pay anything extra once you get over there, so that they feel like they're getting more for their money.
Right.
So.
And then my last question is, over the course of the years that Deep Roots has been around, what do you think either the community has learned or you, like the committee has learned? What do you think that, like, if Deep Roots disappeared tomorrow, how would people, like, remember it and be like, okay, well, it taught us this as a community?
Right. Or, I think that if last year was the final year, I think that Deep Roots would teach us that you could make a Kickback Festival with a lot of hard work, that it's possible. I think that, you know, over the years as it grew, we had some acts that maybe nobody knew of, and then they went off to be famous, like Grace Potter. I mean, you know, she's a prime example. And I think that a lot of people remember when she was here because they're like, oh, we had Grace Potter at Deep Roots. I mean, you know. And I think that, as, you know, families have had those memories. So it's like, oh, when you're going through family photos, oh, look, he, you know, little Johnny got his face painted, you know, here. And, or the barbecue teams, you know, they have the trophies to show for, you know, placing and, you know, so I think it impacts everybody. And I think that, you know, too, with the businesses, it could be that little jump that they needed to get started if they're a new business, or it was one that's considering retiring or closing. You know, I think that, you know, it gives them that little hope that, hey, you know, stick it out a little longer. So.